Well, today is World Population Day, an annual event established by the United Nations to consider the impact of global population spread. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is using the day to launch a $4 billion support program helping 120 million disadvantaged women around the world access contraception. But the day has also highlighted concerns about some of the more aggressive birth control measures employed by developing nations such as India, South Africa and China. Nicholas Pipe spoke to Sandra Kank, National President of Sustainable Population Australia, about the current state of the global population issue.
Obviously, things are not getting better, really. I mean, the rate at which the world's population is increasing is slowly reducing. That is, the rate is reducing, but the increase is still happening. And, when you get to 7 billion, you've got an increase, even if it's only 2% a year, it's going to massively increase in a very short space of time. You know, we're talking probably 9 billion by the year 2050, and it could be more than that. That's a conservative estimate. Well, look, just that I think, you know, that World Population Day is one of the most crucial things that we can recognise in the world today.
Mm. Now, I've had my attention drawn to this Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the family planning summit that they're doing in London, launching their contraceptive program. Yeah, what do you think of that?
Oh, look, it's a very exciting prospect. It's one of these issues that can just blind you with science, but you have to realise that every day almost 800 women die from the complications of pregnancy or childbirth. Now, if that could be halved, and that's the sort of thing that conference is aiming for, that's going to have an enormously positive impact for women.
Now, there are certain countries around the world who employ basically sterilisation as kind of a contraceptive policy. There's criticism of this Gates Foundation thing because that's kind of where the money is going rather than the funding of new contraceptive methods. So, I don't know, what's your take on that?
Well, it's not that the the contraceptive pill and a needle, to give you 1 month protection and so on. These are methods that work. So it's not that we're looking for new methods. It's simply getting it rolled out. Now, nobody in the developed world, and it is the developed world that is running this conference, is going to be saying that we should be making it compulsory for people to be sterilised. That's not what anyone has in mind, but what's being talked about is contraception. You know, I've read a brilliant paper today from Save the Children, and the reality is that if we're talking the UK figures, but you can change it, they're talking pounds, I'll use dollars, but they say for every $1 spent on family planning, there's a saving of at least $4 that would have to be spent on treating the complications from the unintended pregnancies. So I think it's a case of everyone's a winner in this.
Sandra Kank, National President of Sustainable Population Australia, speaking to Nicholas Pipe.